We go to Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I am chosen.
Yes, you're the chosen one.
You are the chosen one, Bob.
These are delightful times.
All right, Bob, there's only one way to start this pop culture quiz. Can you toss Karen Carson out of the studio so we can ask you the questions first?
Hey, listen, Karen, happy Thanksgiving and all, but kindly move along.
All right, now. Bob, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I'm out of here.
And there she goes. Karen's leaving the studio. We got five questions ready to go. Bob is playing Can't Be Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah, okay.
Question number one, Bob. Opalite is one of the newest songs from this artist.
Taylor Swift.
Robert Irwin won Dancing with the Stars last night. He's the son of what late TV personality?
Steve Irwin.
Who calls herself the Queen Bee?
Beyonce.
What channel aired Miley Cyrus's Hannah Montana, Bob?
The Disney Channel.
And the final question for Bob. He's on a roll. The CEO of this can company was caught on tape talking bad about the food. Was it Campbell's or Chef Boyardee?
Chef Boyardee.
All right, Bob. You got 4 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen.
Bob.
We're going to bring Karen back into the studio, ask her the same questions. Bob, keep your score a secret.
Karen!
Hey, Bob, what do you got planned for the day, brother?
Probably going to go out and do some door dashing if the weather hooks up.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It's not supposed to rain, I don't think.
We're going to ask Karen the same questions now that we just asked to Bob. Bob's got to get more correct to win the game. Karen, number one, Opalite is one of the newest songs from this artist.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, you and Bob got a point. Robert Irwin won Dancing with the Stars last night. He's the son of what late TV personality?
Steve Irwin.
The Crocodile Hunter. Yeah, everybody got a point. Who calls herself Queen Bee?
Beyonce.
Yes, everyone gets a point again. We're tied. What channel aired Miley Cyrus's Hannah Montana?
Disney.
It's Disney. We are still tied in the final question. The CEO of this can company was caught on tape talking about how bad the food actually is. Was it Campbell's or Chef Boyardee?
It was Campbell's.
Yes, Karen gets a point. Bob does not. Bob got 4 out of 5 to Karen's perfect score of 5.
That's all right, Bob. Listen, you are still walking away a winner of a $100 Toys R Us gift card at American Dream.
Nice.
And a Can't Be Karen mug.
We'll see. Like I said at the beginning, these are delightful times.
Bob. Exactly.
Bob, what a guy.
See,
best.
It all comes back, Bob. And if you use that Toys R Us gift card to donate to our toy drive at Toys R Us American Dream, you'll get 10% off each toy that you donate.
Oh, it keeps getting better.
We love you, man. There's one more thing you got to say.
I can't be Karen, but I'll be at the American Dream Mall with fond memories.
Oh. Wow, Bob.
You're like a walking TV commercial,
I
Bob.
Love it.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
New 102.7, Craig is calling blown off this morning. His girlfriend, Tanya, they've been going out 3 years, has not spoken to him for a week. And he's supposed to go to her house tomorrow for Thanksgiving. He thinks he might have had a few drinks too many at grandma's birthday party.
How do you think you had a... Okay,
I
that's
mean,
clearly
he said
it.
It was fine, but...
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Tanya?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Tanya, this is Karen Carson in the morning with Johnny and intern Anthony. We are calling you from New 102.7. You are on the radio with us right now. And
okay, hi.
You won a great prize.
Okay. I didn't think I, applied for anything.
Tanya, I'm just going to cut to the chase. Someone else applied for you. His name is Craig. And he misses you dearly. We think that maybe he had too many drinks at grandma's birthday party, but we're not really sure what happened because he misses you, and we were hoping to get the two of you talking again before Thanksgiving.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. Craig reached out. He's really upset.
He's upset. Okay, he got my grandma high.
Are you... I'm sorry. He got your... How?
Oh, yeah. Craig was wasted... And in a drunken state, he gave my grandma a hit of his joint and got her high off her ass.
Okay. You're not talking to me?
Okay, so... Tanya,
you're not talking to me for 7 days now because grandma smoked a joint?
Are you kidding me? Like, you don't see a problem with this?
I mean, Craig, that could be a big deal for an elderly woman to be inhaling sorry,
what? Wanted to smoke. It's not like I offered it to her. She sat down next to me and asked to hit it.
Okay, I do not care if she asked. Like, seriously, when my mom found out, like later, she was crying hysterically. Do you know what it's like holding your mom, being like, it's okay,
oh
your
God.
Mom's gonna be all right. She's okay.
Don't get me wrong, I love mom, but maybe she needs to get a f-ing grip.
Are you kidding me? Do not say that. Do not say a f-ing word about my mother.
I don't understand what the problem is. We smoke.
Yeah, clearly
grandma
you do not
smoked.
Understand the problem.
Well, grandma is a grown woman, so I mean,
grandma is 90. Grandma should not be smoking weed with my boyfriend.
I mean, she
yeah, she wanted to try it.
I mean,
I don't. Oh my God.
She was up at 3:30 in the morning eating meatballs out of the fridge with her hand.
Oh. Ah! So what? She smoked a little weed, okay? Grandma had a little joy. And let me tell you, this was not her first time, okay? She tried to play it cool, but I can tell she hit that thing like a champ.
Oh,
you're going to kill my f***ing grandma.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.